Do we have a guest can?
Yep.
I thought I heard him breathing. Hey, Dr. Merman.
Hey, doing a little breathing. Hi, everybody. Tom.
What's happening? What's the buzz?
Well, speaking of coffee, by the way, did you know that drinking coffee actually prolongs your life? There's a bunch of studies. Apparently, 4 cups of coffee per day is the sweet spot. So there you go.
4 a day? Really? So what about the sugar and cream part of it? Does that hurt you, or does that not have a big deal, big effect?
Sugar probably is not so great, but cream's great. Put some stevia in, and that's what I do.
You put some what in there?
Stevia. It's like, it's a natural
sugar
that has no calories. It's great.
We will give it a whirl, no question about it.
I love
Dr. Merman of Life Medical with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man I went and saw several years ago, got on some THC, and I do not, I've told you this before, Dr. Merman, and I told the audience before, I take zero other drugs. I don't take any pain medications. I don't take any, I do the THC. It helps me sleep, and I feel much better. It's terrific.
Yeah, that's great. Cannabis, I don't know. It's like, it kind of helps all kinds of things. Obviously, you're sleeping better and feeling better in general, and that's what I see in most people. It helps all sorts of things. People can reach me. You just go to lifemedical.us. That's lifemedical.us. That's our website. You can send me an email from the homepage, and I always respond. Or you can call 952-933-8900. Any questions, just send an email. I'll be talking to you then.
I think it's a wonderful deal.
Anybody has any questions on cannabis?
I do. I've had several people ask me because, I've been talking about it on the air for quite some time now. I think some people are afraid that cannabis might be addictive or might affect them, psychoactively or should people have some fears about THC, like, say, volume, how much you're doing? Are there some things to pay attention to?
Well, first of all, it's not just THC, right? It's like the whole plant. It's an herbal medicine.
Right.
And it has many components, and THC is one of them. THC, for example, it helps people sleep and helps the pain. And CBD is another component in the plant that helps with anxiety and spasm and some other things. But it has to be balanced. And that's what the pharmacists do. They know the different types of plants with the different THC to CBD ratios, and they help people figure out what works for them. That's really the beauty of Minnesota program. I haven't seen it in other states, to be honest. I mean, we have really good pharmacists who know how to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And how to, adjust medication for people so they get perfect results. So it's great. That's what I always tell people, once you get approved by the state to get medical cannabis, then definitely work with the pharmacist, and they will help you figure out what works. And if it's not working just right, bug them as much as you need to. And they're there for you. This is how it works here in Minnesota.
I think that's a great
thing. This is still... It's funny. This is still a federal offense. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really funny. And like in Minnesota, I usually tell people doctors are not allowed to break federal law, but pharmacists are.
That's
how the dispensaries work. It is funny.
I don't really understand. Why is it still illegal federally? What is there money to be made by keeping it illegal federally or something? Why is it? I don't get it.
I think, it's just my feeling. I don't know if I'm right, but I think some people feel that Jesus doesn't like cannabis.
Nobody tells me.
He made it, you figure. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't really understand. And last time I talked to Jesus, I was kind of high, so we had a nice talk, and it was phenomenal. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
get closer to him when you're high, I guess.
Exactly. Now you're talking. Although I don't get high on THC. I should point that out to people. When I take THC to sleep, I do not get high. I just go to sleep. So if you're worried about that, that's not a problem either, right?
No. And I mean, I've certified like 4,000 people, right? And mm-hmm. I haven't heard anybody wanting to get high. And when people do get high from it, which could be a side effect, they don't like it, and then I tell them, talk to the pharmacist. They'll adjust it. Maybe too much THC in your preparation. And usually they can figure out the type of medicine that actually relieves their symptoms, whatever they are, and it doesn't make them high. The main side effect that I see is a little dryness in the mouth, which is usually pretty minor. That's about it. And people say they get fatigued, but that's a good thing because then they sleep better. I just wanted to just very briefly tell people what like about the program, if you don't mind, because I haven't summarized it in a while. But this is how it works. Permission comes from the legislature. So legislature allowed medical cannabis. That's Minnesota, right? That's not federal. So it allowed medical cannabis to be used for a bunch of conditions. The list is on the website, on our website. So lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, it's right there, and all the particulars are there. So the brief list is cancer with symptoms like pain, nausea, wasting, whatever, dementia, glaucoma, HIV, tics, like there's some conditions cause movement disorders, tics, seizures, muscle spasms, like in back pains or MS or something, chronic pain of any sort, inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, etc., any kind of colitis. PTSD is really big, autism, and sleep apnea. So of these, my main, like, the most common conditions I see are chronic pain, PTSD, and sleep apnea. And, of course, I see the rest as well. And I have to say everybody does very well. So these symptoms are relieved as well as sometimes other symptoms they have, you know, somebody with back pain, for example, may have trouble sleeping and anxiety, and maybe they are overweight, and they get on cannabis, and it's very interesting. The pain goes down, they sleep way better, they're more relaxed, and then they are not as hungry anymore, because that's what happens when you sleep better. And then people have lost weight, even though, you know, supposedly cannabis makes you eat more, but that's usually not the case. Right. Except some people who can't eat, I have a case, for example, of Crohn's disease. He had a lot of abdominal pain, 15 bouts of diarrhea per day. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
Cannabis, it's horrible. Gotten cannabis, diarrhea totally stopped. Normal stools now, and eating better and no pain and gain weight again. That's just how it works. Then autistic kids, you'd think people think of cannabis as making you spaced out or whatever or high. Well, mm-hmm. with autistic kids, you know, it helps them actually to be on task. They are more able to concentrate and study, and their school grades go way up, which is quite amazing, unexpected. But no. That's what happened.
Yeah. Dr. Merman, I have two listeners that asked me a couple of questions. They're both about dosage, as a matter of fact. How do you decide how much you should take? 10 milligrams, usually a tablet is about 10 milligrams. How much should the average person take when they start out with cannabis to sleep?
Well, I have to claim ignorance on this. That, like I said, that's a question for the pharmacist.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not even supposed to say anything. That would be
okay, no problem. Probably, you know? No problem. But no, they're just concerned about basically because, and again, this is not a question to you. It's a statement I'm making. I did hear one guy said that his mother or father, I couldn't remember, takes 500 milligrams of THC a day to sleep. My God, that's a lot of cannabis, man.
Everybody's different. The only problem with that would be how much it costs. Cost is a big issue, unfortunately. And some people need a lot of stuff, and it costs them a lot of money. That is hopefully coming down a bit. One news in the program is tomorrow, unprocessed flour is becoming available.
Tomorrow.
That's
excellent.
Been up and coming. It's been up and coming for a long time, and we really tried to get it through the legislature. Finally, it was approved. Now we're going to have it, and supposedly because of less processing, costs are coming down. That would be a great thing, because a lot of people can't afford it, unfortunately.
It is very, very expensive in Minnesota,
yeah,
no question.
Yeah. Now, people are actually now, I'm seeing more people because flour is becoming available, and more people are coming to get certified, and a lot of people are asking how to use it. I went to a dispensary asking people there, how do you use flour? And I didn't get a lot of good answers. And it seems like they're not supposed to talk about it, which is kind of strange.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, what, how do you want me to figure it out for people? You know, go to a head shop. And they go, yeah, you can go ask them.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I did. I went to a head shop on the way home and got a lot of, you know, interesting advice. There's apparently a lot of good equipment to use cannabis with that prevents you from inhaling smoke. And smoke supposedly is not good for your lungs, right? I mean, there's a lot of particulates.
Yep.
And there's some vaporizers and other types of equipment that prevents smoke from getting into your lungs, but you still get the medication. So I'm actually working on that right now to figure out the equipment, and hopefully in the next couple of 3 weeks we'll have some information on our webpage.
That sounds good. Dr. Merman, thank you for your time again this morning. I appreciate it. We always learn something, Pally. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we try. Thank you, guys, for having me. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah.
Dr. Merman of Life Medical Clinic. Just go to Life Medical Clinic. It worked for me. That was about, 5-6 years ago now. Worked like a charm. But, yeah, I don't do 500 milligrams a night to sleep, man. That's a lot of pot. Woo!
Jeez.
I don't know how you figure that out. And he can't answer the question. I understand that. But I don't know how you... I mean, I kind of got it after all these years. I got kind of figured out there. And it depends on what time I have to get up and all that stuff. I take more if I can sleep a longer night. I take less if I have to get up early in the morning. Just kind of a little life balance, man. Look how even keel I am about THC. You see what I'm saying?
And it helped your 15 times a day diarrhea.
Exactly. Gee, 15 times. Where are you going? Where do you think I'm going? Okay. Oh, I would hate that. I would not like that at all. I'm being very honest with all the people here.